Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 9:23-24. The prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23-24. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. My theme for reflection is what we boast in. What we boast in. Some mornings you can sense the mood of a room without a word being spoken. People arrive carrying invisible weights or quiet confidence, shoulders squared or shoulders slumped, depending on how life has been treating them that week. A promotion secured, a bill finally paid, good news from the doctor, or the relief of a problem narrowly avoided can lift the spirit. Equally, a setback at work, an unexpected expense, or a lingering worry can drain the color from our faces. None of this is unusual, it is simply human. Yet it gently exposes something deeper. How easily our sense of worth and joy becomes tied to things that shift, falter, and fade. It is into this ordinary, recognizable human pattern that Jeremiah speaks with striking clarity, reminding us that where we place our confidence, what we boast in, what we quietly rely on for reassurance, shapes not only our mood, but our lives. Jeremiah 9:23-24 names the deeper issue. Let not the wise boast in wisdom, the mighty boast in might, the rich boast in riches, but let the one who boasts boast in this, that they understand and know me. The verb boast is halal, the same root that gives us hallelujah. In other words, God is not only correcting what we admire, he is redirecting our worship. Wisdom, strength, and worth are not evil gifts, but they are terrible gods. Wisdom without God eventually runs into mysteries it cannot solve. Strength fades, breaks, or betrays us with time. Riches promise control but cannot buy meaning, prevent grief, or negotiate with death. When these become our glory, we become fragile people, thrilled when they shine, crushed when they dim. God's answer is not a new badge for the chest, but a new center for the soul. Boast that you know me. Not a vague deity, but the Lord who delights in steadfast love, justice, and righteousness. Knowing God is not a hobby for the religious, it is what makes life hold together. As Psalm 20, verse 7 interprets this same truth, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Jeremiah is inviting us to move our halal, our deepest praise from what we manage to who God is. Augustine of Hippo put it with timeless precision. You have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. The restlessness we feel when achievements wobble, bodies weaken, bank balances shift, is often the mercy of God loosening our grip on lesser glories so we can finally rest in the one true glory. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what do you instinctively halal, the thing that lifts you when it's up and empties you when it is down. How might your choices change today if your deepest boast became, I know the Lord and I want to reflect his love, justice, and righteousness. And now our practical exercise for the day. Offer one quiet act of love or justice with no credit taken. Encourage someone, give generously, apologize first, or advocate for a person who is overlooked. Then whisper, Lord, this is my hallelujah. Lord, forgive us for boasting in what cannot carry our souls. Reorder our hearts away from pride in our wisdom, dependence on strength and security in riches. Draw us into the joy of knowing you, your steadfast love, your justice, and your righteousness. Make our lives a living hallelujah, steady in loss and humble in gain. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.